Traumatic event, from natural disasters to war, can damage people's mental health. The COVID-19's pandemic is no different. It has brought the fear of contagion and of loved ones falling sick. It has created huge uncertainty about every aspect of life. And with a fifth of the world under lockdown, protracted isolation is also bringing loneliness, anxiety, and depression. Calling teens and social distancing policy measures needed to slow the spread of novel coronavirus that causes COVID-19 are against human nature. Touch and social networks are essential for both people and non-human primates. Female baboons who have more grooming partners or friends exhibit lower levels of cortisol, a stress hormone. Domestic violence, already endemic everywhere, rises sharply when people are placed under the strains that come from confined living conditions and worries about their security, health and money, says Pamzil Mambonuk, the head of UN Women, a UN agency. Based on early estimate, she thinks that in some countries under lockdown, domestic violence could be up by about a third. Couples who suddenly find themselves in enforced proximity may sympathize. There are reports that some cities in China, such as Xi'an and Dazhou, have seen a spike in divorce proceedings since the lockdown was lifted in part of the countries in early March. Writing in the New York Times, Scott Kelly, a former astronaut who spent a year on the International Space Station, suggested that keeping a routine and writing a journal can help ease loneliness. He also encouraged people to get outside if they could. He found that after being confined to the small space for months, I actually started to crave nature. The color green, the smell of fresh dirt, and the feel of warm sun on my face.